Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. Just recently, I was in a place of business, and the proprietor had a secular rock station playing, and the song that was playing at the time I was in there kept repeating a same phrase over and over again. And this phrase was simply the words, "This is just the way of the world. This is just the way of the world." I was thinking about those words, "This is just the way of the world," and how indeed, there is such a thing as a way of the world. There's a way that the world does things. There's a way that the world sees things. And there is a way that the world and the people who are influenced by the spirit of the world react and respond to people and to situations that they encounter. And yet we are called by God through His Word and through the words of Jesus Himself in the Gospels, to live our lives and to minister in the opposite spirit of the world. In Matthew chapter 5, Jesus eloquently explained this kingdom principle of ministering or living in the opposite spirit of the world. Jesus said it this way, in Matthew 5, starting at verse 38, this is the Amplified Bible. "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, do not resist the evil man who injures you. But if anyone strikes you on the right jaw or cheek, turn to him the other one also. And if anyone wants to sue you and take your undershirt, your tunic, let him have your coat also. And if anyone forces you to go a mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to him who keeps on begging from you, and do not turn away from him who would borrow at interest from you. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, to show that you are the children of your Father who is in heaven. For He makes His sun rise on the wicked and on the good, and makes the rain fall upon the upright and the wrongdoers alike. For if you love those who love you, what reward can you have? Do not even the tax collectors do that? And if you greet only your brethren, what more than others are you doing? Do not even the Gentiles, the heathen, do that? You, therefore, must be perfect, growing into complete maturity of godliness in mind and character, having reached the proper height of virtue and integrity, as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Message version of that portion of Matthew chapter 5 is quite compelling. Listen as I read it to you. Here's another old saying that deserves a second look. Eye for eye, tooth for tooth. Is that going to get us anywhere? Here's what I propose. Don't hit back at all. If someone strikes you, stand there and take it. If someone drags you into court and sues for the shirt off your back, gift wrap your best coat and make a present of it. And if someone takes unfair advantage of you, use the occasion to practice the servant life. No more tit-for-tat stuff. Live generously. You're familiar with the old written law, love your friend, and its unwritten companion, hate your enemy. I'm challenging that. I'm telling you to love your enemies. Let them bring out the best in you, not the worst. When someone gives you a hard time, respond with the energies of prayer, for then you are working out of your true selves, your God-created selves. This is what God does. He gives His best, the sun to warm and the rain to nourish, to everyone regardless, the good and bad, the nice and nasty. If all you do is love the lovable, do you expect a bonus? Anyone can do that. If you simply say hello to those who greet you, do you expect a medal? Any run-of-the-mill sinner does that. In a word, what I'm saying is grow up. Your kingdom subjects, now live like it. Live out your God-created identity. Live generously and graciously toward others the way God lives towards you. Jesus' words in Matthew chapter 5 are powerful words about God's way of doing things, about kingdom living, about the way God operates. And it is truly an opposite spirit to the spirit that's operating in the world today. Or as that song says, it's just the way of the world. The God way of doing things is just the way of the kingdom. God wants us to live and to minister continuously in the opposite spirit of what the world does and says and thinks and operates. Jesus made it very clear when he said, love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you. If someone's suing you, give. Counteract the spirit of the world by ministering in that opposite spirit, the spirit that comes from God himself. During World War II, one man certainly learned the power of ministering in the opposite spirit. This man was an American bomber named Jacob DeShazer, and he was eager to strike back following the attack on Pearl Harbor in 1941. He flew his B-25 bomber, named the Bat Out of Hell, on a dangerous raid over Japan. After dropping his bombs on Nagoya, DeShazer lost his way in heavy fog and ended up ejecting out of his plane just as it ran out of fuel. He ended up being taken prisoner, tortured by the Japanese, and threatened with imminent death. For almost 2 years, DeShazer suffered hunger, cold, and dysentery in a Japanese prison. But in May of 1944, some light dawned in that cold cell when DeShazer was handed a Bible. The prison guard told him he could keep the Bible for 3 weeks. DeShazer, not a believer, grabbed the Bible and read it through several times during that period. He memorized key scripture verses, and after reading all the way to Romans 10:9, Jacob DeShazer prayed to receive Jesus Christ as his Savior there in that cold and lonely Japanese prison cell. Suddenly, the words of Matthew 5:44, but I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. These words of Jesus became words of life and instruction from God to Jacob DeShazer. Immediately, he began to put the words of Jesus into practice. He was determined to treat his Japanese guards differently than he had before. His hostility towards them evaporated, and every morning he greeted them warmly. He prayed for them, and he sought to witness to them. He noticed that their attitude toward him began to change as well, and they would often slip him food or supplies. After the war, when DeShazer was released, he returned to Japan as a missionary. Copies of his testimony, entitled I Was a Prisoner of the Japanese, flooded the country, and thousands wanted to see this man who could love and forgive his enemies. DeShazer settled down to establish a church in Nagoya, the city he had bombed with his B-25 bomber. Jacob DeShazer learned from the Word of God that it was God's call on his life to minister in the opposite spirit. It's the same call for us today. Likewise, a Japanese man learned that same lesson, and he was none other than Mitsuo Fuchida, the commander of the Japanese Air Force who had led the squadron of 860 planes that attacked Pearl Harbor on December 7th of 1941. He was particularly and deeply affected by DeShazer's testimony of being able to forgive his enemies once he received Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. Fuchida gave his heart to the Lord, and DeShazer and Fuchida, who had once been bitter enemies, became close friends and dear brothers in the Lord. So there, DeShazer, serving as a missionary in the nation that had held him captive, and his new brother in Christ, Fuchida, who became a powerful evangelist, preached throughout Japan and around the world about ministering in the opposite spirit of the world when they both received that opposite spirit, the Spirit of God, into their lives. God is calling each one of us to live a life that demonstrates to the world an opposite spirit to what the world lives and operates under today. Allow God to do that work in your heart so that you minister or serve wherever you are and in whatever situation you find yourself in the opposite spirit of what may be even coming against you today. Minister in the love of God and in the Spirit of God, and you will be fulfilling Jesus' call in Matthew chapter 5. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com, or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.